Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Winning Business Radio, where we connect you with business owners who are winning at business. We are broadcasting live from the Phoenix Business Radio X studio in Tempe, and I am your host, Lisa Rehurick. And today's guest is Carrie Cowden. She's president and founder of Connect the Dots Promotions. And I seriously love her business because what her business does is she provides other businesses with awesome products that create a memorable experience around their brand. And I got to tell you, I've done promotional products in my past, and it's such a fun way to really showcase your brand. And Carrie is a master at helping people figure this out. Her core competencies in her business are accountability, zealots for safety, and culture of connection. And she is all about a say it, do it attitude and really listening to her clients to integrate the right products to get your message across. And that is huge. So Carrie, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. So excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, you're welcome. This is so fun because a lot of times I think we look at promotional products and we say, oh, it's just, you just find somebody that sells them and you pick a product and that's the end of it. But it is really a showcase of your brand, and it's important to connect that. So I'm going to start by asking you that question, actually, which is off script here a little bit. But how do you help people do that? How do you make sure that it connects to their actual brand?
That is just one of our core competencies, is accountability, and we're accountable to your brand. So when we bring on clients, we don't just work with anybody. We want to make sure that these people are ready to go, because we're not just going to slap your logo on 100 pens. We want to make sure that what you're thinking that you want to do and what we do and what we offer kind of connects. That's why we're called Connect the Dots. I personally have been in the industry for, it'll be 24 years in April.
Wow.
And it's the only career I've ever had. So I know promotional. I've been around for a long time. And I've also worked in a variety of ways within the industry. But promotional products as a whole is over a $20 billion business. And
it's
always confusing to me when I look at the advertising world and they have the top five ways to advertise, and it's radio, which is great, and billboards and all these different things, and promotional products are not listed. And it's always weird to me, because when you look at the volume of business going through, ours is actually in the top five. And it's actually the only advertising medium that is not able to be interrupted.
Oh, like, that's
how many times
point.
Do you have something advertised to you? We're like, thank you for that.
Yes.
Thanks for that. We are so happy we get... When even a pen, something as simple as a pen, there's a reason why they've been around for hundreds of years. They work, they're utilitarian, but someone can get a pen and it costs you less than a buck, and they're like, this is the best pen ever. I love pens.
Yeah.
People get all geeked out about it. I love it.
And your brand is in their hand constantly.
Right.
Constantly.
Right.
That's so many things about that I think we don't think about when it comes to promotional products. Mm-hmm. We think it just is, oh, it's just something to spend money on. It's kitschy, it's fun,
right,
whatever it is. But it really is that extending your brand into somebody's, making sure it's in front and center in somebody's mind and in their eyesight constantly.
Right.
I love that. So, of course, you've been in this business for a long time. I didn't know it had been that long. I love that.
Yep.
How did you decide to go out on your own and do your own thing as your own business?
So I used to be employed by the teams, the Phoenix Suns and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it was a very fun job. And when Jerry Colangelo owned all the teams, he had a division that did the promotional items and the game day giveaways for the teams. It's called Team Shop Premiums. And I learned a ton there. They were awesome. But I was an employee there. And at the time, ironically, why I did this was because I had just been voted on to the board of directors for our industry. So at the time, there were 16 board of directors that watched over our entire international association, and I was elected by my peers to be on that. And
nice.
One of the things was you had to be an owner of a company or an employee of a company. And things were changing because of ownership with the teams, and Jerry had sold off to the other people. And so at that point, I realized I can't serve on the board for 4 years if I'm not an employee or an owner.
Oh.
I'm going to be an owner. I'm going to do this myself.
Good
I can do this
you.
Myself.
Heck
so
yeah.
I jumped, and it was the scariest thing I've ever done, but I'm so glad. And
yes.
10 years in April. This April will be 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
That's really big. One of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is just how hard it is sometimes to get your business going. And that statistic of, you know, I think it's 18 months. 80% of businesses will fail in the first 18 months. So 10 years is huge. Kudos.
Yeah. Thank you.
What would you say you attribute the longevity of your business to? I mean, that's a loaded question. I
understand. No, that's okay.
But like 80 million things.
I have some great clients, and I've had some from the beginning, and they are very loyal, and hopefully it is because of our core values and because we stand behind what we say we're going to do and we do it.
Yep.
And this is all we're crazy about promotional products. It's so crazy to me, but a lot of people just think of it as an afterthought.
Yeah.
And my least liked word is tchotchke. This is what I say. If you can't spell it, you can't say it.
Oh, beautiful.
Tchotchke is something you buy in the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Emotional products is a form of advertising that you are investing your money on, and it is showcasing your brand. And if you call it a tchotchke, come on, you're killing
Yes.
me.
I can see that killing you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So anytime I hear that word, I kind of like shiver up my spine, and then I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of my livelihood, and it's really awesome. And I'm pretty sure you're writing with a pen with a logo on it over there. So it's
almost
not a tchotchke.
Always, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We used to do these puzzles, and we did them at a conference once, mm-hmm. and people would come back every year to that conference looking for our promotional item.
Right.
And they loved them, and people just remembered our name because we got really creative and clever with it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this question. What's the funnest or cleverest item you've ever gotten for a company?
It all depends. There's not one that's been like a silver bullet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's also why we're called Connect the Dots, because you have to use other forms mm-hmm. of advertising. It's not just about putting your logo on a pen or a promotional
right.
item. It needs to be a everything needs to connect. So I can't say that there's one that like knocked it out of the park, but there's things like you said, like there was that trade show that you did that they were expecting to have that promotional product
yes.
again. And, you know, it's something as simple as ornaments that someone does to commemorate the year every year.
Mm.
Or I work with a dance company that same thing. Every year they do an ornament and people love those things. It's a memento. It's something that brings an experience back to their brain, and it gives good, great feelings about what they saw and what they participated in. And so I can't say there's the newest, hottest item, I would say, if that would be a question.
Oh, I would love that.
Is the pop socket. Everybody loves those things. They go on the back
yes.
of a phone. It's totally crazy, but it's a patented product, and it actually will hold up your phone like a frame. So a stand, if you will. And then it also is used for selfies, helps you hold on to your phone, especially
yes.
as the phones go back to being the size of your personal computer.
Right.
The iPhone 7 and 8, when you're straining your hands,
yes.
it's also something ergonomically correct. And then there's actually these little, what do you call it? Little clips that you can put in your car, and then you can slide your phone into that, and then it keeps it from sliding
cool.
all around. So that is, I think, the most innovative thing that our industry's come up with in a long time. And you know it's good when everybody's trying to knock it off.
It's very true. And you know, it's funny because, of course, we're on radio, so you guys can't see me, but I'm sitting here showcasing mine because I have a Connect the Dots
yes,
pop socket
does.
On the back of my phone. And I love it. And people will always ask me, like, where did you get that? Where can I get one? I
mm-hmm.
need one of those. Because it is, you know, I watch videos a lot, and I can just pop my phone up and I use it to hold it. And I think, how did I hold my phone before?
How
without
did you
this
ever
thing?
Live without it?
How did I ever live without it?
Yep.
And I was at a meeting maybe 2 months ago, and I had my phone sitting on the table, and a guy next to me said, oh, you know, Carrie, because he saw the Connect the Dots.
Love it when it happens.
Yes, pop socket.
That's funny.
So, you know, what's really great about that is that your brand is, I'm a brand ambassador
right.
for you, right?
Right
now, because I'm carrying your brand around.
Right.
So what would you say to somebody who has never ventured into promotional products? What would you, a business of any size?
So whenever I come across someone that hasn't ever used them as a form, I take it really basic 101.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, think about where you're going to want your business showcased. Are you going to be doing trade shows? Are you going to be doing just signing a check at a restaurant and you want to leave the pen behind? It doesn't have to be something that blows everyone's mind. There's not anything, honestly, in our promotional products business that like, oh my God, maybe pop sockets, because
right.
they're pretty awesome.
They're so cool.
But you know, like you want to create a whole experience around it. And it could be as simple as, I always have an a la carte. I have a calendar. I have mugs. I have post-it notes. I have scratch pads. Super inexpensive. You can get a lot of them for your money.
Yep.
And then you can hand them out like water, and it doesn't hurt if you give them away to a bunch of people, because the last thing you want to do is spend the money on it and then have it sitting in your closet because,
right.
I paid a lot of money. I don't want to give that out. Well, guess what? Total waste. You need to get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I actually just sold a bunch of little promo kind of I don't know, little notebooks that I got because I didn't think through the strategy. This was before I knew Carrie.
That's okay.
I didn't think
you're
through
forgiven.
The strategy. And so I love that you're talking about that strategy of it. Like, I would have never thought that, okay, I get a pen that has my logo on it and I pull it out to use it. But then, oh, strategically, let's just leave it behind here.
Every time I sign a check, I always have pens in my purse. And I actually did a social media campaign around this and I'm going to start it again tomorrow.
I love it.
So a pen, yep. And you leave it behind at your restaurants. And then if someone spots it, you post a picture to my website or to my Facebook page, which is Connect the Dots Promotions. And then I will send you a prize. I don't know what the prize is yet, but it's going to be something imprinted.
Okay.
Maybe a pop socket.
Maybe a pop socket. Yes. Okay. So everybody listening, we usually give the info at the end and we will do that again. But just know, Connect the Dots Promotions on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Go out to her Facebook page because she's going to do another promotion. I love this idea. I'm going to be on the hunt.
And it doesn't cost you. I mean, it's so little of an investment.
Yes.
And then it creates an experience. That's what this is all about. People are dying to connect with people right now. And more and more we move away. Amazon, everyone can deliver. But in reality, people just want to connect with other people. And this advertising medium is it. It does it.
Yeah. And that experiential thing, people want that. Like, mm-hmm. think about, what was that? I don't think it was Pokemon. I can't remember what the name. You know, the thing where everybody was...
Oh, Pokego or whatever.
I guess it was Pokego. Yeah.
Yeah.
That went like crazy because people were looking for that experiential thing. And this is just another kind of avenue to do that. But like you said, inexpensively.
Right.
Wow. You're kind of blowing my mind because again, I think we all as business owners think of it as an expense and kind of a fun little thing to have. But you talked a little while ago about a strategy of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, here's a catalog, look for something fun you want. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you go way back to some basics.
I don't have catalogs. Back in the day, we had, you know, files and files of them. Number one, there's no reason. There's the websites
outside,
now. And there are some people that still want to flip through catalogs. So bless them. Like, that's great. But with my clients, I don't want you looking at this bombardment of items. I want to figure out what you're trying to achieve and then plug in the right item for you. And what you think may be great for you, like some people come to me, they're like, I need to do this. And I'm like, why? That's my first, why do you want to do that?
Beautiful.
Because I don't want you spending money and wasting it. I'm a small business owner. I don't waste money. Like I'm watching everything. So even with corporations that I work with, and I think that's why we work with some of the larger companies is because we question. We don't just assume that that's the best thing because I'm looking at this every day. I'm getting bombarded with the product, but I know how to filter it after 25 years. So I always appreciate when a client, it's actually what we seek out when we look for clients. And there are some clients that just we don't work well with because we want to be able to consult with you. We don't want you to be order. We don't want to be order takers, I guess.
Right.
That's what I'm trying
to say. Anybody can do that. Or you can go online and do that.
Yeah.
So that really sets you apart, that consultative mode where, you know, because I will tell you all that are listening, I have worked with a lot of promo companies and I've never known any of them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that really does set you apart that you, first of all, you are so passionate about it, which is awesome. But also that consultative piece to say, like, let's find you something that really works for your business and helps your business grow, helps get you that exposure that you need because, you know, we understand how hard that can be and all the different pieces. So that's a great segue into talking a little bit about your business as a small business owner, right? We talked about that a little bit, but what do you do personally to reach out and get business? How have you built your business up over 10 years?
So let's see. I have a filter. I have a matrix that I use and it's as simple as 10 questions and everyone gets points. And
love that.
If you don't come within, and one of those matrix lines is, are they fun or not? Like, I sell promotional items for a living. It should be fun. And if you're going to sit there and nickel and dime and not be happy, like, come on, the world is a beautiful place. We should all be happy. We sell pens for a living. So that is one of my things. Like I put them through a filter first, honestly.
Yeah.
And then if they are, if we're matching, I want to be able to solve a problem for them. So a lot of the times the people that I'm going after, I want to find out what their pain points are, which is kind of sales 101.
Right.
And then plug myself in there. And sometimes they don't have the pain points that I can help solve. And that's okay because not everybody mixes with us. But for the most part, we all shine the most when we can align.
Yes.
You know? And then I would say we are a certified women business enterprise through Wayback West. And that has brought about a different set of clientele for us because we're going after larger corporations. And that is a foot in the door for us, basically, and opens up some different things that probably we wouldn't have if we weren't somehow diversified. So that is another kind of strategy for us, is that the women-owned, that honor the women-owned certification, we have our eyes on those types of companies.
So let's talk about that for a minute. So a few radio shows ago, we had Sarah Hope on, who I know you know well, talking about the Women Business Enterprise. But do you mind us having a short little conversation about that? So what took you to that? And then also, can you explain to our listeners what you mean by Women Business Enterprise?
Okay. So it goes back further then.
Okay.
So Small Business Development Center, the SBDC.
Yep.
I am a client of theirs and I have a counselor and I go to there every month and we go through all the business strategies.
And
so
SBDC, just to interrupt real quick, is a government run, like part of SCORE and that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
No cost to small business owners.
Great.
And I stumbled upon it from a friend and it has been an incredible resource for our company. And in the strategy meetings that we have, as a solopreneur, you kind of get into the silo. And because of the SBDC and the counselors, I've also become part of a mastermind group where I'm sitting in a room once a month with other small business owners.
Nice.
And we're attacking problems together.
Yes.
And we're in the same level of thinking. We're not, you know, the technicians. We're not the managers. We're the entrepreneurs. What do we need to do to take this next step? So we're all in that room together. When I was speaking to that crowd of people, I said, I want different clientele. I want to make my average order bigger. I want this. I want that. And they said, well, what are you going to do? Why are you different? There's a lot of promotional products companies out there.
There is.
I don't know if you've noticed, but there are. And everybody does it.
Yeah.
But I am different. And I know that now because of a lot of the counseling that I've gone through. And at that point, they said, you need to figure out some way to diversify. And so that's when I came across the Women Business Enterprise Network, which is the national, and then WBEC West, which is the regional. And so Arizona has WBEC West, and now I am certified. So you have to go through a lot of paperwork and provide a lot of information to prove that you are 51% owned by a woman. And if you are that, it opens up doors to companies that have an initiative to spend money with diversified companies.
Yeah, that's a really big point too for anybody that's listening that is a women majority owned business, a minority majority owned business,
right,
veteran, all of those. There's these certifications that are unbelievably, I called it an ecosystem before, like there's this whole ecosystem.
Oh, it's a whole world.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I stumbled upon it.
No idea. Yeah. And there's, and it feels a little bit like a family. And that's how I met Carrie actually, is through WBEC West because I'm also certified. And so that's really done a lot for your business, it sounds like.
And that's how I've sought out a lot of, you were asking about new clientele. That's how I've sought a lot of it out, is by, that's a strategy. That's not by luck or by, oh, I'll just get certified, because it's no joke getting certified.
Right.
And once you're certified, you better be strategic about it, because it costs money and it costs time and you're basically putting everything out on the table.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And that's a great point too. You know, this isn't just... It's kind of another marketing tactic, right? It's not just, you know, it's not cheap necessarily.
Nope.
You've got to know that, but there's large companies out there, government entities care, and some of those big, large corporations have that supplier diversity that really care. So that's great. And sounds like it's opened some really great doors for you.
We're getting there. It's ironic because everybody says, you know, you're certified now, you know, you have all this business, and it's like, no. And actually, I can't really point to anything particular that it's brought, but it's made me better and faster and more efficient because I've jumped in every education session they've had. I've been able to be in the room with some really influential people, and without the certification, that would not happen.
Well, just like every part of business, it's not a magic pill, right? Like,
I
it
wish
takes
there was.
Work. And,
if anyone figures it out, call me.
Right. Call us all. Let us know. Let us know. So we talked about the SBDC and that you've in that mastermind. I know just from our connection that you are somebody that seeks out mentorship and you take a lot of classes. How do you seek out and find things that fit within your time? Because we're all busy, and how do you make sure that you find things that are valuable, effective use of your time?
So my dad worked for Xerox for years, and he always said that if you're going to be a member of something, jump in. And if you're paying a due, it should be 10 times in return in business within the first 3 years. So that's kind of a benchmark that I use. So if I like people. I'm a very social being.
Yes.
Very social being. And so I never have a problem walking into a room, networking and all that kind of stuff. But if I'm not getting the value out of it, it's not worth my time.
Yeah. And that is important. You know, when we're business owners, it's really easy to get caught up in all of the different things that we can do or that we should do. There's 80 gazillion ways to market our business. There's 80 ways to advertise. There's 80 ways to network. And it's one of the things that caught my eye about Carrie when her and I first met is that conversation we were having. And she's very, you know, you're very thoughtful about where you put your time in. And like you said, when you go in, you're all in.
Right.
You make sure that you spend the time.
Right.
But
and then when it comes to education and what these different organizations offer, I don't want to go to every single one just right. to support it either. Like if it's something that doesn't immediately revenue generating is what's in my mind right now.
Yes.
If it's not revenue generating and it's something that someone could be going to that's one of my salespeople, I will pass them on to it. But it doesn't make sense for me to constantly be there all the time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. Thank you for that. I appreciate that insight because again, I think when we're looking at all of the business owners and that are listening, and I know every single one of them can relate to time constraints and yeah. how easy it can be to get lost in all of the things that we could go to.
Right.
And all of the marketing things, you know, and the other thing that I want to address is going back to promotional items as a marketing tool, because we get very excited about all the online tools, right? There's so much cool online bells and whistles these days, but the promotional items are going back to basics, not to call mm-hmm. it basic.
No, but it is.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
Yeah. So how do you feel about companies that are like, oh, we don't really do any offline marketing. We're just doing everything online. We're not really ever in front of anybody offline.
That's okay.
Okay.
And it's probably not going to work out. We're okay with that.
Right.
But they also should be thinking about maybe they're not connecting with the outside world, but what are they doing about their internal people or employee retention? Or we have a big safety program with one of the corporations. And that's all things that, yeah, they're not marketing out to the mass, but they need to make sure their people are safe. And there's ways to incent people to remain safe, believe it or not, in a jacket or a watch with your logo on it. Like, they're advertising for you, you're retaining them, and it's just like a warm fuzzy. That's awesome.
Yes.
I was safe. I didn't mess up that forklift.
Right.
I got a nice new jacket.
Actually, that's a great point too, because we do think about things like that as just sales. Like, let's
right.
put the money into the selling, mm-hmm. but not putting the money into retaining clients. Like, what are you sending out to your clients for holiday gifts, or
right.
maybe just for something
right.
to remind them that you appreciate them, or giving your employees something that they can take outside of the four walls of your business mm-hmm. and advertise for you
right.
ongoing. So is right. that part of the strategy that you help clients with?
Yep. And we literally, and there's a blog post that we just did about the marketing strategy for the year.
Oh.
So our top 10 clients, we do our best to get in there December, January, and we plan out the year. And it's not always that easy because people are very reactive when it comes to mm-hmm. promo. They're like, oh, I have a trade show. Oh, I should pass something out.
Right.
But if I can get in front of them, they know the trade shows. They've budgeted mm-hmm. what they're doing. This should be a line item. It shouldn't be something that they should just have as an afterthought because it's more money when you're rushing.
Right.
You're not getting exactly what you want. We probably could come up something way more cool, way more cooler.
Right.
Is that a sentence? I don't know.
It is now.
Yeah. So I appreciate when we can plan ahead and, you know, standard production, 10 to 15 working days, that's reality. We can get things done much quicker, but you're going to pay for it.
Right.
So if, as a business owner, I would think that it's in your best interest to sit down with your promo person and plan it out. Have a quick conversation because I think the marketing plan, it needs to include this and it needs to be proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah. Not just for exhibit trade shows, mm-mm. those kinds of things. But where are your salespeople
right.
going and where are they dropping things off and how
right.
can they be sharing with prospects and clients, right?
Yeah. And so one of our favorite things is this calendar we did this year that's coming up for 2018 and it's the National Day Calendar, which you're like, oh, that is a calendar. It's days, of course. But this is like, you know, November 18th is National blah, blah day.
Like National Martini Day.
Yes. Amen to that. So I think that's going to go over really well because it's something that again, we passed them out at a trade show a couple of weeks ago for procurement officers. This is talking about an experience, if I can go off on a tangent.
Yeah, I would love it.
We had a Plinko board.
Cool.
Remember Plinko for yes. Bob Barker? He's awesome. And I know Drew Carey's there now. Way to go, Drew. But the Plinko board is something that, again, makes someone think, oh my gosh, and who didn't watch Price is Right when they were homesick from school?
Right.
I can't raise my hand on yes. that one. Nice sound. So it attracts people as they're coming by. It's not like the wheels
true.
That tick, 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 where you're like next to them at the booth and you're like, oh my gosh, another day. This is like a fun, genuinely, you appreciate the sound. And then people grab other people to come up and play with them. We passed out the calendars as one of the prizes and all the buyers would walk away. And then like, I'm probably three times, which this is a silver bullet. They went and got their friends and brought other procurement officers over and said, this is the fun booth. You got to come over here and get this calendar. Look at this. And the next day was a totally inappropriate day. And I could not believe that it was that. And I can't say it on radio, but I was like, are you kidding me? That's the next day. Like, cause I'm like, what's today or what's your birthday? And people would look it up and, you know, you get them talking about it.
Yeah.
And then they stand at your booth and then, you know, it's pretty fun.
And
promotion
memorable.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That fun element mm-hmm. that you talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to go to another boring exhibit booth. I mean, come on.
I'm so tired of trade shows. Like, if someone could figure out how to do something different to interact other yes. than trade shows, I mean, I haven't figured it out yet, but it's ruminating and I want to figure it out because I think that would be, we need to change some things here. The trade show is so bleh.
So overdone because you just walk through and you're looking for candy dishes,
yep.
quite
yep.
frankly. Like who's got
or
candy
mints, or
where can I put my yeah. business card in for free
yeah.
iPad?
Or who's yes. got like beer after four?
People have beer after four.
Sometimes
can you
Vegas.
Please invite me to those?
Yeah. Nice. Promotional product show.
Oh, that's got to be a fun show.
That is a crazy show. That's at Mandalay Bay in Vegas.
Oh,
so we're praying
wow.
for all those people over there.
Yeah.
But it is happening again, and it is the largest industry trade show, and it's phenomenal. It's 8 miles of show floor.
8 miles of fun products to just play with.
Yes, it's crazy.
So, you know, I'm all about fun too. I
yeah.
don't know if my listeners know this, but I am all about fun. So this is why I love Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie's fun bent also. All right. So we talked about you kind of getting out there and doing a lot of mentoring and all of that. That's really helped support you in your business and mm-hmm. the success in your business. But you're also very involved in a volunteer capacity mm-hmm. in the industry on top of everything else that we've been talking about. Tell us a little bit about that and what do you do? And again, how do you fit that into everything else you have to do?
I believe you are where you are and you need to be present in that. And so I'm, like you said earlier, I'm very strategic about where I spend my time. And people are always like, how do you do all that? And I'm like, well, there's a very succinct area that I'm spending my time. It's not like I'm going crazy. sometimes I am. Maybe earlier today. But I served on the board for PPI, like I said, from 2008 to 2012. And I was the youngest one serving at that time. Everybody else was a little older generation. And hopefully brought a voice for the smaller female-owned businesses back
yeah.
then. And during that time, we did some really great initiatives that are still in place today because we were able to create a culture on that board that was just phenomenal and move things forward quickly. I believe in, if you're, like I said, you are where you are and you need to create a great ecosystem around you and you need to give back. And I got here because of other people and I want other people to help get here because of me.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
One thing that we do outside of it, and I at first when I started the company 10 years ago, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not going to have time to volunteer anymore. And I've always had that in my roots and it's just something that's in me and bred in me and I will always do it. And so I kind of shied away from it. And then a few years back, I found out about UMOM, which is a local homeless shelter that is actually the largest shelter for homeless families. So they have to have minors with them. And that's where, again, I spend my time. I could be doing golf tournaments and all kinds of different volunteer things, but
right.
I am hedgehog focused on just that, UMOM homeless shelter. And same thing there. Like we're creating our world. We're living in this every day. My kids are growing up in this. Like I want to make it a better place. So if UMOM is the place that I've decided to go, then that's where I'm going to, you know, uber focus all the time.
Yeah.
So I think it's just inbred in me. And I don't know how I would tick without having some type of volunteer going on in my life. I have to have that. Volunteer geek is what everybody calls me.
I love it. And I love that you're bringing your kids into that too,
yeah.
you know, showing them how important this is. And honestly, for the, I don't have kids, but for, you know, those of us that have kids that have it really well off or mm-hmm. not, you know, nice,
right.
comfortable life, right? It's nice to show them how they can take their blessings mm-hmm. and share them with the rest of the world. So congratulations
on that. Thanks. My mom always told me that when you're having a bad day, go do something nice for someone else.
Yeah.
Period. That's just how we all should live all the time.
And selflessly.
Yes.
You know, just not expecting anything in return.
Right. And then the other weird thing, you know, and then it just automatically good things happen because I chair a walk for them every September 23rd, 2018.
Phoenix Put it on your calendar.
It's awesome. It's so much fun. That's coming up again. My clients end up becoming sponsors for it.
Oh,
so again,
fun.
Like that ecosystem of, come on, let's go, you know, and then they serve on the big board at UMOM, you know, like there's all these connections because you are where you are. Like if you really invest in it and you are in that sweet spot, spending your time, I believe those great things happen and those connections happen with the peeps.
Absolutely. You are where you are. I'm writing that down right now because I love
that. I feel
like
Dr. Seuss. You are where you are. Which is fun.
So it should be Dr. Seuss, right? You are where you are. I'm going to put a little rhyme together for that.
Yeah.
We'll expect a Dr. Seuss book out
of
that, Carrie.
I got it. I always was told I was supposed to write a book.
You should write
a
book.
I feel like I should. I feel like I would have some funny things to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, because I love, in your business, you know, it's not just about supplying people with products. Mm-hmm. It's about the strategic piece of it and about connecting them so mm-hmm. that they can understand how to connect their own personal ecosystem together like you've done.
Right.
So inspiring people to kind of take your lead mm-hmm. and doing that. And part of what you do is help them do that in their businesses. So that's pretty cool. How do you balance all of this with your personal life?
Okay. So I don't like balance. I don't believe it exists ever.
Oh.
I love that question. I think that you have a center.
Okay.
And that's what I believe. Even if you look at someone that's balancing and they have their ball and they have their board and they're constantly correcting to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So everything could be great at work and then, you know, someone brings home a D and you're like, you know, work was balanced, but now that's not balanced. Or I didn't have enough date nights with my hubby this last month. Like, I don't believe that there's ever a time when there's just euphoric, I am balanced, I'm a small business owner and everything's beautiful. I just believe that you have a center and you have a true north. And as long as you focus on that all the time, that again, you'll be where you're supposed to be because you're constantly hedgehog focused on that value and on what you're supposed to be doing.
So that's a really interesting concept because I think I believe the same thing you believe. And, you know, as business owners, it's really hard to find balance. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting up the air quotes because what does balance even mean? And I believe it means something different to everybody. So you are somebody who is so uber focused. And that theme has been here throughout this whole conversation, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
That's how you help with your clients. It's mm-hmm. how you make sure that you're spending your time effectively. It's how you fit in all of these things that are important to you. And by somebody's definition, that would be considered balanced, but it's not really balanced by Webster.
Yeah, you should
dictionary.
See, I'm like a graceful swan and my feet are kicking like crazy under the water. Like I say all the time, like it's not true. If you believe that about me, I am a hot mess 80% of the time, but I'm having fun and I'm sliding through it. So that's just the way my life is.
And you always look like you've got it all together. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I can't see the kicking feet. So. Oh, some funny. Such great insight from you, Carrie. I have one last question for you, which is, so this radio show is all about helping our listeners understand what it takes to win at business. What's one tip that you would give them for how you have really become a winner at business?
I would say depend on others.
Ooh.
And I would not be here without the mentors and the insight from other business owners. I always ask questions. I believe I'm here because of other people. It's not just my own thing.
Yep.
So I would say lean in to your friends, to your family, to everyone around you, because everyone wants you to succeed.
Yeah. And get the coaching and the support, mastermind support, or that kind of stuff that you do so well.
It's very important to me. Yeah. I would not exist without all those people.
Wonderful. So fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Let's talk about how people can get in touch with you. If you are a business and you want to talk about promotional products, and again, I know you don't work with anybody, but everybody, but you know, how would somebody get in touch with you?
They can either call us, which we'll put up on the site, 602-944-5592. My extension is 1. Because I'm founder and president. Yep. I always wanted extension number one. And then we also have a website, CTD, which is abbreviated for Connect the Dots, and then the word promotions, which is plural.com. And that also has a blog that we do and updates on all that too. So that's a good spot to get connected. And Facebook, like us on Facebook.
Yeah. CTDpromotions.com. Mm-hmm. And there was a blog that you mentioned that you just put out. What was that about again?
It was on marketing strategies.
Marketing strategies. So the based on where we are in our year right now, business owners, get out there and read that blog. I can't wait to read it already just based on what we've talked about. And then make sure you go to her Facebook page, Connect the Dot Promotions.
Yep.
Facebook page to look out for this new little, what did you call it?
The
contest.
Oh yeah, the new contest.
The contest.
Tomorrow, I gotta write that down. I'm doing that.
Yes, get out there. So many different ways to connect with her and some fun stuff, some fun resources for you to get involved and get really connected to Carrie. So Carrie, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
This
I really
so
appreciate you being a guest. All right, everybody, on behalf of Winning Business Radio, where we connect you with business owners who are winning at business, I am Lisa Rehurick, and we'll see you next time.